Welcome to the Rob Motti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Eagles, Rams, Sunday. Yeah, I know Carson Wentz isn't playing, and there are some people who are looking at this game with a little more anticipation because Nick Foles is going to be out there, and you want to see if he can provide a spark for the offense, forgetting the fact that last week Carson Wentz led the team to a pair of touchdowns in the final minutes. I know where the season is. I know how the season has gone wrong for the Eagles. But they still, for as difficult as it is and as tough as this game is going to be on the road in L.A. against the high-powered Rams, 14-point underdog. I hate to say playoffs, but there's still a chance. There's still a possibility. There's still a possibility, and it doesn't even involve them beating the Rams. Like, they could still get in at 8-8, and I know that's all false hope. I got a problem today with local CBS station not airing. So we're going to get the Tennessee Giant game at 1 o'clock that has no bearing whatsoever on the Eagles. None. Whereas the Miami-Minnesota game, if you're an Eagles fan, you want to see Minnesota lose. Because if Minnesota loses twice and the Eagles lose once, and there's still a chance. Like, Minnesota's game matters to the Eagles. The Giants-Tennessee game doesn't, yet they're going with the Giants-Tennessee. I don't know why. I don't know who makes that decision, how that decision's made. I'd rather see Miami and Minnesota. So that's where your rooting interest is at 1 o'clock, rooting for Miami against Minnesota, rooting for the Saints tomorrow night against Carolina. But if the Eagles can somehow find a way, if Nick can pull off some magic, then they're in better shape, and it doesn't matter about they only need Minnesota to lose the one time instead of twice. And they're going to be on the road against Detroit, then home against the Bears, and you would think the Bears are playing. The Bears might be playing just for a 3-4 seed at that time, so that's 2 weeks down the line. But the Eagles got to take care of their own business, and it's going to be difficult tonight against the Rams. It's going to be tough. Obviously, had the Rams defeated the Bears last week, maybe they won't be as angry or looking to come back tonight and show something. Only scoring 6 points on the road against the Bears, and they're fighting for that number one seed throughout the NFC playoffs. It's a big game for them. They lost to the Eagles last year in L.A., and even though that was a different scenario, and the Eagles had Carson Wentz, he walked off the field with the lead. But then by the time Nick Foles walked on the field to replace Carson, the Rams had regained the lead and the Eagles were trailing. So technically, it was a comeback win that Nick Foles led the Eagles to in the fourth quarter at L.A. last year. And I'm not going to sit here and pick the Eagles to win this game. But I have a feeling about this game. I have a feeling that Nick Foles, they're going to rally around Nick Foles. And I went through the whole Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback, is in my definition an elite quarterback yesterday. And we had a lot of back and forth and a lot of opinions and those who agreed with that statement and those who disagreed with that and those who forget what he did last year and those who are unappreciative of his talent and then some who, and many who recognize what he is and what he brings to the table. So we went through all that yesterday. I don't want to get into another Carson Wentz debate, and I never like to debate Carson Wentz versus Nick Foles by complimenting or lifting up Carson and bringing down Nick or lifting up Nick and saying he's the guy who led them to the Super Bowl. He's the reason why they have the Vince Lombardi Trophy. And downgrading and being negative or ripping Carson Wentz. I don't feel you have to do that to make a point. I'm looking at this game. I'm looking at Nick Foles' ability to come in and step into the lineup after a full week of reps as the number one quarterback. And what's different, see, some people look at Nick and say, well, he wasn't all that good in the first two games of the season. It's a little different now. And I think he's better equipped right now to step into the lineup and have more success than the first two games of the season. Let's go back to the first two games of the season. He missed some time. He missed some time in the offseason. I think there was that big-time Super Bowl hangover for everybody. There was the book deal. There was the tour. There was the MVP stuff. All of it. I think now he's in football mode. So now that he's in football mode, you have Alshon Jeffrey, Golden Tate, and Jordan Matthews, three receivers he did not have in the first two games of the season. He doesn't have Jay Ajayi. So there's three receivers he didn't have, and he doesn't now have the top running back he had in the first two games. He also didn't have Sproles in the second game. He'll have him now. So I think all of that put together, he's got more weapons right now. He's got Dallas Goedert knowing what he is. Zach Ertz playing at a record-setting level. I think Nick Foles is in position. And I put this out on Twitter a few minutes ago. I think Nick Foles is in position to lead the Eagles to a point in the game where he walks off the field with the lead and they hand it to the defense and the defense has to make a stop. And I don't have the confidence in the defense. And if you have to sum up this entire season, and Jimmy Mount Holly, I see, I'll get to you in a second. If you have to sum up this entire season, I know that the play calling and the offensive inconsistency has been a problem. But if you sum up this season, when they had to make a stop, they didn't. They didn't make that 4th and 17 stop against Tennessee or they win that game. They didn't make that 4th and 10 stop against Carolina or they win that game. Just two stops. You walk off the field as winners. They're 8-5 right now. I don't have the confidence in a depleted. It's a depleted undermanned defense. They're missing 3/4 of their starting secondary. They do have some built-in excuses. And I think those built-in excuses may save Jim Schwartz his job. But I don't have the confidence in the defense to make that stop. So I usually hold off on giving my prediction. I usually hold off till a little bit later. I put it out there already right now. I'm telling you, Nick Foles walks off the field with the lead. Nick Foles walks off the field with the lead. Let's go at having scored 34 points. He walks off the field with a 34-30 lead, and the defense gives it up, and they lose 37-34. So I have a 37-34 prediction tonight. How do you feel about this game tonight? How do you feel about Nick Foles giving the Eagles a chance to win and it comes down to the defense having to make the stop? I don't see this game as a blowout. I picked a blowout against the Saints. I was close. I had a 48-point margin, 64-16. It was 48-7. So I have picked blowouts. That was the only anti-Eagles blowout. I also had them blowing out the Cowboys the first time around, and they certainly failed to do that. I don't think it's going to be a blowout tonight. I saw the guys rallying around Nick in practice. And it's usually that first game where the backup quarterback plays that everybody gives that max effort. And they're going to need it tonight. They're going to need it from 1 through 53 on a roster. Well, you get the seven guys, the guys who are inactive. You're going to need it from everyone who's active tonight, the 40-plus guys, just to have a chance, just to have a chance against the Rams. And I think they're going to get that. And that doesn't mean Nick Foles is better than Carson Wentz. It just means tonight's circumstance, tonight's situation, everything going into that game, it's a must win again. I feel that the offense is going to be in a position to where they can win the game, and the defense is going to let them down again. So how do you feel about that? 610-632-0975. I also want to get into the Phillies. I have a Bryce Harper, Manny Machado free scenario. A scenario where they fail to get one of those two guys, and they can still have a very successful winner and go into next year with a team that should be in the postseason. So I'll give that to you in a little bit. But let's go to the lines, and let's start it off with Jimmy in Mount Holly. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good morning, Jimmy.
Praise the Lord, Brother Monty. Listen, Rob, I just want to tell everybody really quick. First of all, have you written a book since Birds of Prey?
Come on, Jimmy. I can't crack them out that quick. But I am working on the next one. I am working on the next one.
Because you can start chapter one of your next one about midnight tonight. Really quick. I just want to tell it.
You know what? Hold on, Jimmy. You know what? My wife said yesterday, she said, Nick's going to lead them to the Super Bowl, and you're going to do Birds of Prey, too. I was like, come on now. Easy.
Oh, your life is very prophetic. But I just want to tell everybody, because I don't think they realize this. This is this team that we're so all frightened to death of. Now, just really quick, I'm going to go super quick. Since week 7, their last blowout win. Barely beat Green Bay at home. Remember, Ty Montgomery doesn't disobey the whole state of Wisconsin. They probably lose that game. Lost at New Orleans. Barely beat Seattle in Los Angeles. Barely beat Kansas City because Patrick turned the ball over 5 times. Beat Detroit at Detroit. Hardly looked impressive. And lost 15-6 at Chicago. Rob, that ought not scare somebody with a severe case of paranoid schizophrenia. I mean, I don't know why everybody's so frightened to death of this team. I don't.
Jimmy, you put you make some good points right there. They squeak past Green Bay in October in a game, like you said, Ty Montgomery cost the Packers that one, and then they lose to the Saints. They get past the Seahawks, a big impressive win against the Chiefs, but they couldn't stop anybody. The defense was terrible in that game. That was on the offense, and beating the Lions isn't impressive, and then they lose to the Rams. So are you predicting an Eagles upset tonight?
Yes, but before, no one takes me seriously, but I think they take Tyrone Johnson seriously, as they should. I don't know, were you aware that not only did Ty pick Penn to beat Villanova outright, he almost nailed it to the point. I mean, you know Ty a little, right?
Yeah. I did not know that, but good for him. Great prediction. I like it.
So, do you agree, knowing Ty, I mean, I know him by listening to him a lot on the radio, on his Mount Rushmore of things he hates in life is to be embarrassed. So he's not just throwing this evil prediction out there as either a hot take or a promotion of his show. He believes this. He is just in a zone. I don't know if you've been listening to the Afternoon Drive show. He is just making uncommon sense with everything that's coming out of his mouth. I mean, points about the Sixers, points about the Eagles. Rob, we're going to do this. Rob, we can't make this stuff up. Nicky is going back to the very field, almost to the day where this all started last year. Your wife is extremely prophetic.
I just said, Jimmy, I just said he walks off the field having scored 34 points and given the Eagles the lead, and then it's on the defense. For me, I don't have the trust or the confidence in the defense. It's not Nick. It's the defense that I don't trust.
Yeah, I hear a lot. Now, we both predicted that they were going to get smoked at New Orleans. And if you remember, Rob, that was no mystery. The Saints were crushing people. I don't have time to run through all these blowouts leading up to that Eagle blowout when we got beat. But this is not the same. I mean, this team is blowing out nobody.
Saints are a better team. Yeah, I believe the Saints are a better team. And they were my preseason prediction to go to the Super Bowl. I maintain that. They're still, to me, they're the NFC team that representative to go to Super Bowl. I think the Saints, they showed it. They beat the Rams. They're going to get the home field. They're the better team. I do think it's going to be close tonight, Jimmy. I think it's going to be close. And then the defense got to show. They got to come up with that stop. That's how I think it's going to come down to that defense getting that stop. You think they're going to get it. You think they're going to make it. I don't see that happening.
See, I don't agree with that scenario with all due respect. I mean, I don't think it's going to be like where we're going to have to sweat out a defensive stand. I mean, I think we're going to be in control of this game. Obviously, we're not going to blow them out, but I don't think we're really going to sweat. I mean, it's not going to be easy. I mean,
really?
You have it
a comfortable fourth quarter win at the end there. It's not very comfortable. Give me a score, Jimmy. You have a score?
Well, I don't think they're going to both get in the 30s. I don't, because the Eagles are going to run the ball and keep that offense off the field. Something in the 20s, like 27, 23, thereabouts, like in that general ballpark.
Okay. Hey, if you're right, more power to you. And you know what, Jimmy, if you're right, I'm going to send you a signed copy of that book, okay?
And send one to Tyrone, too.
He's got one. He's absolutely got one already. I gave them all out. All right?
I want a signed copy of the book that starts tonight, Chapter One. We'll think of a title.
Hey, you'll be in the intro section if that happens. All right.
I appreciate that, brother. Have a good show.
You too. Thanks, Jimmy. Have a great day. Appreciate that, Jimmy in Mount Holly. He calls all the shows. I know he does. He's got the distinctive voice, and I enjoy Jimmy. I love having the conversations with him. I usually let him run a little bit longer than you should let guys go here, but he makes good points. And he said Ty has the Eagles winning this game, huh? So Ty's got the Eagles winning this game. I don't know. He's not on afterwards, is he? Today, who's here? Joe's in next. Okay. Ty's got them winning. I got him leaving, walking off the field with Nick Foles walking off the field with the lead like he did in that playoff game against the Saints 4 years ago, Chip Kelly's first year. Nick gave him the lead and walked off the field. Defense couldn't stop him, nor could special teams. Darren Sproles had a kick return that set up a shorter field, and the Saints got a field goal to win that game. But Nick put him in position. He had him in position, and I believe he's going to have him in position to win tonight. I just don't have that confidence in the defense. Lenny and Pittman, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good morning, Lenny.
Jimmy believes in Santa Claus. But anyhow...
Hey, so do I. What do you mean? What?
Okay, well, that's cool. Listen, do you realize that the Philadelphia Eagles have the same record as the Cleveland Browns? Yes.
Cleveland's 6-7-1, so it's tough. But, yeah, I hear you.
Okay, well, going back to your analogy you gave in the first section, if they would have did this against Tennessee, they'd have two more wins. Also, too, if the Falcons score from the two-yard line and if Indianapolis Colts score from the two-yard line, you'd have two more losses.
Indy didn't get to the two.
They were at the five-yard line.
I thought Indy was at the 15.
They were at the five-yard line.
Andrew Luck got sacked. Regardless, I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Okay, they were within field goal range. So anyhow, teams like the Colts and teams like the Falcons and all played them right up to the last minute. So we could go, you know, on back and forth. Basically, the Eagles could be like 4-10. But, you know, we'll let that go for another time. It's going to be a blowout tonight. This team has been decimated. You know, I don't want to hear about, well, we're the Super Bowl champs. You were. And, you know, you got St. Nick, and, you know, you got the franchise quarterback that's nothing more than Matt Stafford. You know, that's what he's
doing. Come on, Lenny.
He's better than Matt Stafford. He's Matt Stafford.
Lenny, you've made this point before. You're comparing Carson Wentz to Matt Stafford.
How come we keep going back? He was 11 and 2 last year.
Was Matt Stafford ever 11 and 2 at any point in his career?
How come we don't go back to Dak Prescott's 13-3 season? All we hear is what a terrible quarterback he is.
You don't hear that from me. So whoever says Dak Prescott's a terrible quarterback, you got to talk to him. I don't say Dak Prescott's a terrible quarterback.
And he's not hurt, is he?
He's been the best quarterback in the NFL since Amari Cooper arrived in Dallas.
And they didn't get Golden Tate. They got Amari Cooper. Oh, okay.
Are you an Eagles fan or a Cowboy fan?
I'm an Eagle hater.
You're an Eagle hater. Okay.
Yes. So I don't care if West Deptford High School beats them.
So who are you a fan of, Lenny?
Anybody who beats the Eagles.
Why is that? What happened in your... Like, you're from
Pittman.
You know
what it is? I'm glad you asked that question.
Yeah.
It's not really about the Eagles. It's about their fans.
Why is that? They
think that they've got a dynasty there. You think you're the Green Bay Packers. You won one Super Bowl since 1860.
Why would you go Green Bay Packers and not go New England Patriots in that?
Why don't we go Kansas City Chiefs? Why don't we just stay in the division?
If you're going to go dynasty, go Patriots.
And the Redskins. And the Cowboys.
So wait, let me get this right, Lenny. I want to help you out. You hate the Eagles because of the fans.
Yes, they think they're the greatest team on this earth, and they're the worst team in the AFC.
I can understand some of your frustration with the fans. Listen, I'm in the media, so I cover the team, and there was a game maybe a year or two ago. I happen to be wearing a blue jacket, and they're playing the Cowboys, okay? I'm walking through the parking lot, and the knuckleheads think because I got a blue jacket on, I'm a Cowboys fan. So if one of us is going to be angry at the fans, it should have been me. I'm like, dude, I used to sit in a 700 level. So don't come at me like I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm here with a I'm in the media. I'm covering the game. And I get where some of the fans can get on your nerves. I understand that, Lenny.
Well, they mistake you for a winner. They should have looked at your rings on your fingers. That would have been able to distinguish it.
You know what, though? It did change my wardrobe selections at any time they play the Giants or the Cowboys.
Well, isn't that the Philly mentality?
I make sure I'm wearing gray or black or something other than blue because I don't want to
beat you up. We're tough. We'll beat you up. Stop it.
Oh, Lenny.
Stop it.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
All right. Hey, thanks for taking my call, bud.
I appreciate you talking it out. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Lenny from Pittman. Hates the Eagles because he doesn't. I can understand some of his frustration with the fan. I just told you. I had that scenario where, hey, I'm wearing a blue jacket on my way. It might have been a blue sweater. I don't know what it was. Going into an Eagles-Cowboys game, and the knuckleheads in the parking lot yelling at me like I'm a Cowboys fan. I'm like, come on, dude. I used to sit in a 700 level when I was a fan. Some fans are they're just that. They're knuckleheads. But you can't hate a team because of their knucklehead fans. Come on, Lenny. But I understand where he's coming from. I get it. I understand where he's coming from. But then they call Carson Matt Stafford. Come on now. Carson to Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's never had his team 11-2 like Carson did last year. This conversation today, though, is not about Carson Wentz. It's about the Eagles-Rams tonight. And I feel Nick Foles is going to put them in position to where they could win the game if the defense can come up with a stop. And one more time, we're going to see the defense not make it happen. I just don't have the confidence in the defense. They're depleted. They're undermanned. The system, the scheme, everything that Jim Schwartz, all of the gripes we have, I just don't see that defense making that stop. But I think Nick Foles puts them in that spot tonight. You're going to see some good offensive production. I could be way off with the 34 points. I feel that they're going to be in that spot, and they do have to run the ball. They got to run the ball tonight, and he's got to just give guys an opportunity to go make a play, go make a catch. 610-632-0975. I do want to get into the Phillies in a little bit, too, as well. I have a scenario where, yeah, you don't get Bryce, you don't get Manny, and you're still going to be a postseason caliber team with a couple other moves. Mike and King of Prussia, I'll get to you next. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Listen to the best Philadelphia sports talk from 97.5, the Fanatic, on your Amazon Alexa.
Okay, let's get started.
At home or in the office.
Wow.
Just be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5, the Fanatic.
Then, anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5, the Fanatic.
Excellent choice.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Switch before December 21st and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Protection Pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Nick's driving through a nasty storm and counting down the minutes until he gets to his in-laws.
We're here.
But one thing he didn't count on? Being there an extra day because he didn't test his car battery.
Oh, no.
Think ahead. Think advance. At any time, one in four batteries is about to fail. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation. Only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
The reviews are in. Philly's newest sports bar is now its best sports bar. Stats on 17th. Located in the heart of Rittenhouse, Stats on 17th has over 30 screens showing all of the college and pro games, great food, smoking hot waitresses, and bartenders with drink specials during all the games. Philadelphia finally has the great sports bar to watch the Birds, Sixers, and Flyers. Stats on 17th, 111 South 17th Street below Davio's. If you want to watch Philly sports with real fans, there is only one way. Stats on 17th. StatsOn17.com.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with...
The Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, FannyDoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out FannyDoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, FannyDoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Happy Holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Matthew Pilquist with Natural Lawn of America. Want to wish all of 97.5 staff and listeners a happy holiday and a happy new year.
Happy Holidays. This is Bill Moore with the 97.5 Sales Department. Wishing you and all your families a very happy holiday and a happy new year.
Hi, this is Dylan McKinnon, producer at 97.5 The Fanatic. Wishing you a happy holiday.
Season's greetings and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing.
And welcome back to 97.5 The Fanatic.
I like that Christmas message out of you, Dylan. Nice job over there. I like that. That's awesome. We're wishing listeners a happy holiday season, a Merry Christmas, and we have some of the producers, hosts, some sponsors on. It's nice. I like that out of 97.5 The Fanatic.
Rob Motti with you. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Mike and King of Prussia. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Thanks, sir. Same to you.
Now that I said that, I'm going to start with a little caller on caller crime here.
Come on, Mike. Show. Come on.
I'm sorry, but I got to call a statement here. Jimmy from Mount Holly, that can't be his real voice.
And you said that to me before. It is. It is. I love his voice. It's distinctive.
That's just to make him sound like he knows what he's talking about.
I never did ask him if he's from New York or Long Island or whatever. Get into your Eagles point.
I think the Eagles should just tank the rest of the season. And here's why. You're not going to gain anything from winning anything. All you're going to do is prolong the inevitable. You're not going to make the playoffs. And what we need is an infusion of good talent. And what you need to do is get yourself into a position to draft better talent. Now, I'm not saying that I trust the people who are going to make those picks, i.e. Howie Roseman, who blew the last couple drafts in impressive fashion. But we need to put ourselves in a position to get a new tackle. We need a deep burner wide receiver. We need cornerback help. Like, we need a running back. Like, we need to maximize our position. And like I said, I don't really trust Howie to do it, but I at least want us to be in a position where we could grab someone correctly.
Yeah, and if they do lose out, as opposed to going, say, 2-1 and finishing 8-8 and being more closer to the middle, instead they lose out. They'll be top 15, and they don't have their third round pick, but at least they'll have the top two picks to do something. But like you said, though, Mike, I don't know if I have that same confidence that I used to have. See, I was one of the guys who would support Howie. I don't know if I have that confidence in him to make those draft picks. Like, too many blunders.
I've been calling for a while now, saying that Howie Roseman is not getting nearly enough blame for screwing up the last two drafts. And I mean, look at what he did. He drafted in the last draft. He drafted a guy with a major Achilles problem to play a speed position in Sidney Jones, where he could have gotten Alvin Kamara instead, but no, he took Sidney Jones.
And that's valid. Now, if Derek Barnett ends up being a stud defensive end, and we don't know, he could be, if Sidney Jones can end up being, and it doesn't look like it right now, but if Sidney Jones can be a legitimate starting outside corner, then you got two solid players out of last year's draft.
Let me leave you with one more point, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what could have been the greatest running back draft ever? We ended up with Donnell Pumphrey. And you know whose fault that is?
Yeah.
Howie Roseman.
They could have had somebody in that draft that could be helping them
And wouldn't have had a trade at a board and picked a running back that was solid off that one.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't have had a trade for J.J.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy wants to defend himself, so stay tuned. I'm going to give Jimmy a chance. Sunday morning, let's do this. Let's have some fun. Hey, stay tuned, Mike. Jimmy's going to try and defend himself with the conversation, what you said, all right?
All right, take it easy.
See you, man. I'll get to Jimmy in a second. Let's go to Scott in Barrington. You're 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up, brother Rob? How you been, man?
Hey, I'm doing fine, man. Good to hear you again.
You too, always. With the Eagles, let me ask you, who's got to have a? I know they're both decimated, but who's got to have a better game, the receiving core or that running back core?
The receivers tonight. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling Nick's going to step in there, and they're going to rally around him, Scott. He's going to throw some balls up there. Alshon's going to go get them. Maybe they finally find a way to get Golden Tate into this offense, get him the ball, target him a little bit. Maybe Nelson Aguilar can beat somebody deep and Nick lets him go get it. I think the receivers are going to – that's three guys in Golden Tate, Alshon Jeffrey, and Jordan Matthews that he didn't have the first two games of this season. He did have Nelly, but Nelly was the only guy he did have out there. So I think the receivers are going to step up with a big-time performance tonight. Then it's going to come down to the defense trying to make a stop and win the game, and I don't think I trust them to make that happen.
Nah, because like I said, the way our secondary has been playing with the receivers, man, we both know they got some monsters out there with
yeah, they do.
Rams, but I'm still gonna put a little faith in Saint Nick and
Hey, straight happens, brother Rob.
Bigger miracles, bigger miracles in life have happened than the Eagles going there as a 14-point dog. So
yes, they have. But brother Rob,
keep the faith.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling. Peace and God bless. Merry Christmas. I don't talk to you.
Thanks, Scott. Take care, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. So Jimmy wants to call. I don't know if anybody's asked him this question. I said his voice is distinctive. And Mike, this isn't the first time Mike and King of Prussia has called. So I'm not a caller on caller crime guy. So I want to give Jimmy equal opportunity to defend himself. But Jimmy, you got to keep it. You got to stay calm and you got to keep it nice. All right, Jimmy in Mount Holly, you're back. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, Rob, the only reason I'm calling back is because this is the second time he's done this. I let the first time go. First of all, this is my real voice. I was born in Brooklyn, New York.
That's what I thought, Rob, somewhere in New York.
Rob and Mike, I've been asked by every host on this station to come in for an hour and sit in studio and talk sports. No one would ever afford you that opportunity. Your calls lack content. They lack wit. But we got good callers. Like, Scotty is an excellent caller, as is Mike from Del Rana. Charles, if he would show back up. Mike, no one cares when you call. I mean, you
Jimmy,
sound like it.
Come on now. Hey, that's not attacked personally. I just wanted to give you an opportunity. Just wanted to give you an opportunity to let my listeners today know where, because I didn't know you're from Brooklyn. I assumed you're from somewhere in New York. I thought maybe Long Island. So you're originally from Brooklyn.
And Rob, what would it avail anybody to put on a phony voice?
I don't know. I don't know if it's something personal. That's between you and Mike. And I think both of you guys, I think underneath it all, you're just having some fun. I think Mike's just trying to have some fun with you, Jimmy. Don't get offended.
I don't think it is such. Only because it's the second time and it sounds mean-spirited. And being that we're in that fair, Mike, you sound like somebody that lives with your mother. You do.
Jimmy, come on now. Come on. We're better than that now. We're better than that. We don't have to go there. So,
well, we're truth tellers, though, Rob.
I know, but hey, it's Christmas season. We're turning the other cheekers, too, right? We're turning the other cheekers. So, hey, it doesn't matter what people say about you, Jimmy. I appreciate it. Thank you for clearing it up. Don't let it bother you. Go on. You have a great Sunday, and I hope you're right tonight. I hope your prediction is better than my prediction, okay?
Yeah, you're right about the turning of the cheek, Frank. Well, when you just said that, I pondered that, and we should be doing that all the time.
You know my view, and I'll say it after I let you go. I'll have a great day, Jimmy. Thank you. My view on... I like that, Dylan. My view on anybody who ever trolls, whether it's on social media, no matter who it is, it doesn't. To me, I've had this perception or this philosophy on it for years, is if it makes you happy to take a shot at me or whatever, I've always been, I welcome it because I want to make you feel better about yourself. I feel happy that you feel happy. So, hey, if you want to do that. So, Jimmy, I'm gonna extend that to you. Just feel that way, man. Hey, if somebody wants to take a shot at you, makes them happy, hey, at least you made somebody happy for 5 minutes. That's all it is. Don't worry about it. But I think Mike was just saying that a little bit tongue-in-cheek. I think Mike's just having some fun. 610-632-0975. Fun start to Sunday morning here. 97.5 The Fanatic. Fun start. Lively. I like it. We're lively. We're getting with it. The Eagles-Rams game tonight. It's a big game. There's some people who are more interested in this game because Nick is starting. And maybe this is finally that opportunity where those who hold on to the Nick Foles should be the starter because he won the Super Bowl. Well, maybe they get their answer now, because if he steps in and goes 1-2 and they don't go to the, you're going to get your resolution. Now, if he steps in and goes 3-0, oh man, it's going to be spicy. If he goes 3-0 and takes him to the playoffs, look out. I'm a guy. I'm a Nick guy. I'm a Carson guy. You can't get me to say negatives about either one. I think Nick's got his limitations. I think Carson's a franchise quarterback. I think Carson is an elite quarterback, and Carson is the guy for this team long term. But you can't find a better backup than Nick Foles. You just can't. You can't find a better backup than Nick Foles. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. 97.5, The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino, starting at 6:30. As the Birds travel to Los Angeles to take on the 11-2 Rams, join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Munch on dollar dogs, enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
HBO Sports presents Momentum Generation, a documentary film chronicling an extraordinary band of youthful surfers, including Kelly Slater, Rob Machado, and Shane Dorian, who changed the sport and its culture in the 1990s. Tuesday, December 11th at 10 p.m. or stream it anytime on HBO Now, HBO Go, or HBO On Demand. Then, Real Sports with Brian Gumbel returns with its annual year-end roundtable special that looks back at 2018 and recalls some of the most compelling and important stories that aired over the last year. Tuesday, December 18th at 10 p.m. Plus, HBO Sports presents the documentary film, The Many Lives of Nick Bonacotti, which tells a remarkable tale of the NFL Hall of Famer's extraordinary life as a linebacker, lawyer, sports agent, broadcaster, and philanthropist. Tuesday, February 12th at 10 p.m., only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. Have yourself a merry, capable Christmas with great deals this season, only at the Ram Big Finish event. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $209 a month for 36 months with $3,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Plus, based on light-duty pickups and 350-3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always stow within the vehicle's capacity. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution or lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 1620. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-17-18.
It's that time of year again when there's nothing better than giving gifts. But there's nothing quite like unwrapping them to really get you excited. That's why Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is throwing our annual holiday spectacular, Unwrapped. On Wednesday, December 19th, Delilah's throws the most lavish holiday party in Philadelphia. Let us get you in the spirit with astonishing performances by Delilah's dance team, along with the world's most beautiful showgirls unwrapping themselves all night long. But the action doesn't stop there. You won't want to miss Delilah's Sexy Santa Contest, hosted by DJ Kim Lee, who'll keep you jingling all the way. Unwrapped, Delilah's Holiday Spectacular, Wednesday, December 19th, is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Heineken, with charitable donations benefiting Philabundance. Get here early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres at 7 p.m. For a truly unforgettable experience, reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Well, if you're home in need of new windows and doors, but you've decided to brave one more cold season before making the plunge, well, let me tell you why acting now will keep your family warm all winter long while lowering your high heating bills and save you big bucks with the big end-of-year sale from my good friends at Guided Door and Window. See, Guided is bringing back their biggest discounts of the year, where you receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off every professionally installed window, and you'll get 40% off any door as well, including entry doors and patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And don't worry about touching your holiday money, because Guida will start your project with no money down and allow you to pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. If you need new windows and doors, you need to go to Guida right now and take advantage of these huge savings, all prior sales excluded. Offer expires December 31st. So call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Or visit GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A, Dot com.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. There's no longer any excuse for wearing any ill-fitting suits when you can get one that is made to measure at such a great price at Indochino. Indochino has two showrooms in the Philadelphia area near me on Chestnut Street, another in the King of Prussia Mall. Both are amazing. You got to check them out like I did. You get to play designer in consultation with the style guides at the Indochino showroom. Indochino makes high-quality, custom-tailored suits, shirts, chinos, and blazers, all for a perfect fit at a great price. Each garment is made to your measurements, customized by you, and delivered in just 2 weeks. Before the holidays, this week, my listeners can get an extra $25 off any purchase of $300 or more when using my code ANTHONY at Indochino.com or either of their Philadelphia showrooms. That's an additional $25 off the lowest advertised price, plus shipping is free. Use promo code ANTHONY to get an extra $25 off your order. Don't wait. Book your showroom appointment now at Indochino.com.
This is Mike Missinelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at LandisBC.com.
The Fanatics Holiday Wheel will start spinning Monday, December 17th. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Concha Hocket, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Saints. Christmas comes this time each year.
Nice and 5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. I love that Christmas music. Keep it going all day long. Eagles, Rams tonight. I gave you my pick. I got the Rams 37-34. Eagles take a 34-30 lead. Nick Foles throws a touchdown pass. I don't know, Alshon Jeffrey, somebody. He throws a touchdown pass to give them a 34-30 lead. Just under 2 minutes to go. Now it's on the defense to make the stop. Now I have the confidence in the defense to do it. I just don't have the confidence in the defense to do it tonight, to make that stop. So I have the Rams coming back and winning this game 37-34, and it's on the defense. There's a lot of scenarios for the Eagles that they're still alive in the playoffs, even at 6-7. I know a lot, you don't want to think about playoffs and they lose this game. There'll be a lot more clarity after tonight. We'll see how the Miami-Minnesota game plays out at 1 o'clock. I wish that game was televised locally. It's not. We're going to get the Giants in Tennessee, unless you got all the games on DirecTV or whatever, and you can watch them all, but If you have to only watch what they're putting on the locally, that's what you have. Vikings, Dolphins at 1. Miami goes on the road. They're a 7-point underdog coming off that Miami miracle against the Patriots last week, where Bill Belichick cost the Patriots a game and could potentially cost them an opportunity to have the number one seed. Now, the Chiefs losing, I know nobody cares about New England, but the Chiefs losing helps New England's chances, but they need Kansas City to lose another game, and they have to win out. But I don't know why he had Gronk on the field for a 69-yard or 70-yard potential Hail Mary when that's not going to happen, and then he's got to make the tackle at the end and could make the tackle. Anyway, now Miami's coming off that game, going on a road against Minnesota, just fired offensive coordinator John DeFilippo, former Eagles quarterbacks coach, and there's some disarray in Minnesota. They're still at home. They're the favorite. It'll be an upset. It'll take two upsets to put the Eagles in the driver's seat. That one and their own. I feel it's going to be a close game tonight. How do you feel about the game tonight? Do you think it's going to be a blowout? Do you think it's going to be as close as I think it's going to be? Do you see Nick Foles playing as well as I believe he's going to play tonight and give the team a chance to win the game?
610-632-0975. And I told you at the top, I have a scenario for the Phillies where they don't end up with Bryce Harper and they don't end up with Manny Machado, and it's still a very successful offseason, and they can go into next year as a World Series postseason contender. Let's say postseason contender. Still might have to make some moves at the trade deadline. So they already signed Andrew McCutchen. I wasn't as excited as some about this move. 3 years, $50 million. I'm not so sure. Obviously, he's a former MVP on the downside of his career. I'm not so sure that if Aaron Altherr didn't get 600 plate appearances next year and was healthy, that he couldn't give you the same numbers as Andrew McCutchen. However, he's here. He's consistent. He's a great locker room, clubhouse guy, presence on the team, veteran. They paid him the money. They have it to spend. He's here. Liked everything about the Gene Segura trade, so he's here. Two free agents that they haven't been linked to. You hear all the names, Michael Brantley, A.J. Pollock, all these secondary, second-tier guys. But two of them who they haven't been linked to, you've heard Mike Moustakas a little bit as well, are two names that I've mentioned from the beginning. And one is Daniel Murphy, and the other is Nick Markakis. And Daniel Murphy is one of the best hitters in baseball. Absolutely. He's 33 years old, a professional hitter, a guy who is a career 300 hitter with a 344 on-base percentage, 803 OPS over his career. And if you just want to go and look at Daniel Murphy in the past three seasons, Daniel Murphy's last 3 years, this is a guy who 326 batting average, 375 on-base percentage, just over the last 3 years. I'd give him a two-year, $30 million contract. I don't know he's going to get much more. And put him at second base and bat him in a three-hole. And then play him a little bit at first base and maybe put Rhys Hoskins in left for, depending on certain defensive alignments. If you got a ground ball pitcher, you could do that. But I'd go out there and sign Daniel Murphy to a two-year, $30 million type deal. I don't think it's going to take much more than that. And now you got a three-hole hitter. Just an absolute, like, Daniel Murphy is as good of a hitter as Chase Utley was over that five-year period. A better average hitter, not as many home runs. He'll hit you 20-25, although here, maybe he hits more. Chase would hit 25-30, but Daniel Murphy will hit 315, 320, hit 347 2 years ago. And then the other guy's Nick Markakis. I'd give Nick Markakis a one-year deal coming off the best season he's had in a while. Was it a career year for Nick Markakis last year? 35 years old. You don't want to bring him. He's got some defensive limitations. 14 homers only, 93 ribbies though. Batted .297, .366 on base, .806 OPS. Say you get Markakis for like a 1 year 15 or 1 year 12 or 2 year 20. Now your lineup, and then you could trade Odubel Herrera and Hernandez and add a pitcher. And now your lineup is McCutchen leading off. You can go so many different ways with it. You can go McCutchen leading off, Segura, Murphy 3, Hoskins 4, Markakis 5, Franco survives somehow, he's 6, Nick Williams 7, and Alfaro 8. You bring in Andrew Miller, Zach Britton, make a deal, get some help, some pitching help. If you move Odubel and Hernandez, maybe you could find a way to get somebody out of Cleveland, although I don't know that they're, now that they shed some salary, they may not be trying to move Kluber or Carrasco. But how do you feel about that? A Manny Machado and Bryce Harper failure to sign either of those guys, yet the Phillies could still add a couple pieces, a couple more pieces, not spend a lot of money, still be in position to go get Nolan Arenado next year or Paul Goldschmidt if they want to. If he doesn't get an extension in St. Louis, Arenado would be the guy, put him at third base. and they could still be a contender this year. So let's talk a little hot stove as we continue. Rams, Eagles on the table. I think Nick Foles is going to give this team an opportunity to win the game, and it'll be up to the defense to shut it down. And I don't have the confidence in the defense. How do you feel about the Eagles-Rams? How do you feel about Nick Foles tonight? And what do you think of my scenario? Would you be happy with Murphy and Markakis instead of either Manny or Bryce? Couple other pieces, couple other trades, and then next year go get a Nolan Arenado. 610-632-0975. Steve, I'll get to you next. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic's Holiday Wheel returns next week. This year, we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel three times a day with Farzetta and Trey at 9 a.m., Gargano and Mertidis 1 p.m., and Mike Missinelli at 5 p.m.
Son of a nutcracker!
It's your chance to win amazing holiday prizes. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com and register now for your chance to spin the Fanatic Holiday Wheel.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Happy holidays. From 97.5, The Fanatic.
At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes to the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, the big move sale. Conkerville Subaru will be moving to their new showroom within a month. Everything in their old showroom must be sold. No reasonable offer will be refused. As an additional incentive, buy a 2019 Outback for 0% interest for 36 months on select models, or buy an Impreza or Legacy for 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. The Subaru Share the Love event is going on now. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details. Special financing and event end January 2nd, 2019. Visit 202Subaru.com for inventory. That's 202Subaru.com. Conkerville cares.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevose, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You alone must be strong, but together we are stronger. That was said by 22-year-old lymphoma cancer survivor Lucas Newell. Because of years of cancer research, there are treatments today that saved his life. Researchers need your support in order to find more cures to save more lives like Lucas. I'm Mitch Stoller, Executive Director of the American Association for Cancer Research Foundation. And during this season of giving, please donate to the AACR to help fund life-saving cancer research. Because together, we are stronger. Go to aacr.org/fanatic today. Thank you.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. switch before December 21st and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Spectrum Pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Hey guys, as you start getting older, things start to wear down. You can't run like you used to. You can't stay up late like you used to. And sometimes you wish you had a little help when it comes to doing your thing, if you know what I mean. Who wouldn't want a little performance enhancer when it comes to that? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. As guys, we all want to be 100% confident, right? Well, the folks at BlueChew.com have come up with the first ever chewable that brings your performance to another level. I mean, listen to some of this. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill. You can take them anytime, day or night. And it's less expensive than the other two. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office. BlueChew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 975. Just pay the $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code 975.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
And welcome back to the Rob Mighty Show, 97.5, the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. All right, so I just tweeted out my Philly scenario. Two guys that they really haven't been linked to, and two very professional hitters that I think you could sign on a short-term deal and go into next year as a postseason contender. Daniel Murphy and Nick Markakis, and it presents a significant upgrade to this line. You got guys who can hit 300, guys who could drive in runs, and guys who get on base. And that's what fits into, now, defensively, they were a terrible team defensively last year. I don't think that this is going to make them much worse. But those two guys do have some defensive limitations. Steve in Delaware, let's talk Eagles. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Steve?
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning, man. Thank you for hanging on.
Anytime. In the beginning, I thought we could win this game. But I'm going to give you about four or five reasons why we're not going to win. And I love my Birds. And I want them to win.
I don't even know you need four or five reasons, Steve. It's you don't have to get in that in-depth into this one. It's you just look at the two teams and the two records. But go ahead. Give them to me.
I'm going to say, for one, they got Cooks. And they got Brandon Cooks. That's a speed guy.
Yeah.
And you can take back to that Amari Cooper. He had 200 yards. And this guy is a burner. So imagine what he's going to do. Then you go ahead, you take Ty Gurley. We haven't been able to stop the run all year. Now you got this guy, and the coach said they're going to give him more balls. Then you take Jared Goff. He's a more accurate person. Dak Prescott killed this team, 400 yards. Imagine what he's going to do with more weapons than that defense. You got Aaron Donald. Who's going to stop him? On this offensive line, who's going to really be able to keep him back and, protect Foles, keep him clean? And then I think the coach comes into play. He's going to get out-coached this game. Sean McVay, he's a smart guy. He's going to get out-coached.
Yeah, there's potential for ugliness, man. Everything you just presented, and just to finish off with Sean McVay, a tremendous coach, innovative coach. You've seen the success that the Rams have had with him. I have confidence in Sean McVay that he'll turn around the struggles they had last week against Chicago. Only 6 points. They'll fix that. And the Eagles don't have quite a similar defense as the Bears. Brandon Cooks on that secondary can get really, really ugly blowing past them. Eagles going to have to get that pressure up front and not give Goff enough time to throw deep to Cooks, and then Gurley coming out. They got so many weapons, man. They have so many. Now you got me rethinking my 37-34.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to stick with it, though. I'm going to stick with it. I think somehow the offense tries to continues to match up and go back and forth, but I don't have that confidence in the defense either, Steve. I don't think the defense is going to be able to live up to it tonight.
Right. We'll see.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Anytime.
There is that potential to where it could get this game could be as bad as the Saints, and I don't think that should shock anyone of us. None of us. If it gets that ugly, it can't shock anybody, because you look at it and go, you got a team as good as the Rams, as talented as the Rams, as deep as they are, an injury-depleted Eagles team, just lost their starting quarterback, flying across country to play this game, demoralized. Like, all of that could happen. But then the scenario I presented where they're rallying around Nick, I saw that in practice. I saw it in the locker room. Guys are confident in that. And how could you not be confident in the Super Bowl MVP? They go back to that. It's almost like you forget about the first two games of the season that were like iffy, so-so, and you just go back to, well, he had all that success last January and February, and maybe we can get that same kind of performance out of him with a few more weapons than he had the first two games of the season. Doesn't have Ajayi, but he's got Alshon. He's got Golden Tate. He even has Jordan Matthews. I know a lot of people disregard Jordan Matthews. He comes up with big-time third-down catches this year. He's been a guy who's extended drives and kept the chains moving. So you have those three guys he didn't have, and he didn't know what Dallas Goedert was the first two games of the year. Now you have somebody you can, as another weapon, maybe Nick Foles can recapture some of that magic. I'm leaning towards, I got it being a close game, and I feel that it's going to be closer than we think. And somehow the magic is he gives them the lead to walk off the field with, and then it's on the defense. Somebody make a stop. Somebody make a play. I don't think they could do that. Randy and Maple Shade wants to talk Phillies, 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Randy?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. Just want to touch base about your Phillies comment. I like the idea of doing that, but I think that as a fan base, when they came out and said, we're going to make this big splash, we're going to spend the stupid money, mm-hmm. that a lot of the, fans that are dealt into baseball so much, those names aren't going to do anything for them. I mean, it's going to make them a better team, but they want the Harper, they want the Machado, they want a big-name stud pitcher. So as much as those moves may be good and they'll make them competitive, I think it's going to take time for people to jump onto them.
Randy, I think you could make the argument, and I could make the argument, that these moves would make them better this year than if they had one of those guys.
Oh, I absolutely do. I actually think that right now the Phillies aren't even in a position where a Machado or a Harper is the move that's going to put them over the top, and they need a few more pieces. I'm just looking at from a fan's perspective.
No, I agree with you. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because fans want that big splash. They want that big name. And I think sometimes that's overrated, you know?
No, I agree. I think that if they could go out and make a move like that and then go get a Robbie Ray or a Corey Kluber, this team would be ready to compete again.
Because then with the two guys I'm bringing in, Murphy and Markakis, it completely makes Odubel Herrera and Cesar Hernandez expendable. You should be able to swing a deal for a pitcher with those two guys, maybe package a prospect and get someone even better, and then you bring in Miller, Britton in the back end of the bullpen, and now you got another starter, you got more help in the bullpen, you got a complete lineup up and down. Yeah, I know it's not Manny Machado or Bryce Harper, and also with the deals that I presented, they're not long-term, so you can still go get Nolan Arenado next year, or Mike Trout the year after that, or make a deal for Mike Trout.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, thanks a lot. I really enjoyed your show.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Larry in Center City. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, listen, I think the Eagles win today, and Nicky Foles has a great game. I actually think Nicky Foles is an all-around better quarterback than Carson Wentz, and I like you to I'm sure you're going to disagree with me, but Nicky's been in the league longer. He's won a lot more games, and he's also got a Super Bowl. ring.
Yeah,
so
yeah. No,
Carson hasn't gotten that.
I'm
not saying Carson's a bad quarterback. He's a good quarterback. But Nicky Foles overall in terms of winning, and that's all it's about, I'm Nicky Foles. And if he wins today and the Eagles make the playoffs, I think that says a lot about Carson Wentz.
Well, if you're basing your Carson Wentz, Nick Foles comparison on winning, Nick Foles has a Super Bowl title. And you give it to Nick Foles. But if you're going overall talent, overall skill set, overall ability, long-term potential, I think even Nick Foles recognizes he's got some limitations when it comes to Carson Wentz's ability.
Well, right. Carson Wentz has some skills that are definitely better than Foles. But I'll tell you what, though, Nicky Foles goes out there because he spreads that ball around the field. And Wentz's problem, I think, is that he's too targeted. He picks out one or two guys. He's holding the ball too long. And, you could be all this great talent. You hold that ball too long, and you're going to have a career full of injuries in the league as a quarterback. And, Foles hasn't had that issue. He gets rid of the ball. I mean, I'm just telling you, he spreads it around better. I put him back there before Wentz next year even. I get rid of Wentz somehow.
I wouldn't
spend $30, $40 million on Carson Wentz. That's for darn sure.
All right, Larry. Appreciate the call, man. I don't go that route. And we had this call yesterday. We had this topic yesterday. I believe Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. I think his competitive nature, his character, his poise, his determination, his smarts, all of that stuff, all of these intangibles factored into the talent, the skill set that he has. I think he is an absolute franchise quarterback. I'm not gonna rip Nick Foles and say anything. He won the Super Bowl last year. You can never take that away from him. You got to build a statue for the guy. You'll never take that away from Nick Foles. But to say he should be the starter next year over Carson Wentz, it's not gonna happen. The only way that there's any chance is if Nick wins out. And by winning out means the next three, they get in and they win the Super Bowl. Or maybe not if they get to the NFC Championship game. I still don't see a scenario. The Eagles invested so much in Carson Wentz. He is their franchise. He is the face of the Eagles' future. I can't see that happening. And people, and Larry, the last caller, seem to forget that Carson Wentz has played this season injured, still recovering from a devastating torn ACL, torn LCL, and started 11 games within a one-year span. Before the anniversary of the injury, he started 11 games and put up better numbers in certain categories. Completion percentage, passer rating. Yeah, there were times where he missed some throws. He held the ball too long. He took some sacks. He locked in on Zach Ertz or someone else. He's still improving. He was an MVP candidate last year. Finished third in the voting. People forget that. Let's go to Ray. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
All right. I just got, it's sad that this is, really going on. This Foles in society, they are just playing one quarterback against the next. Okay, we understand. Nick Foles did hoist the Super Bowl MVP and the Lombardi Trophy.
And Ray, he deserves his due. I'm the biggest Nick Foles supporter in the city, I still don't think that he should start over Carson Wentz.
No, there's no way he should. You look at the numbers that Carson Wentz put up since he's been the Eagles quarterback. It's ridiculous. Just the fact that, Foles did come in and he did what he did. Yeah, but he's just a backup. He came in, did what he supposed to do, got the job done. All right. All this, he should be the quarterback of the future. No. No, he's just a backup. Wentz is the future. They have all their stake in this man. Just stop it. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
no, it's okay.
I knew this was going to happen, that Foles in society, it was almost they was wanting Carson Wentz to sell.
And you know what? Ray, that's unfortunate. I don't know if that really exists. Because I think if you're an Eagles fan, You're an Eagles fan, and you should be supporting whether it's Nick, whether it's Carson, or Nate Sudfeld as the quarterback, and you should never want to root against one for the other. Be happy that Nick Foles was the backup quarterback who brought you the Vince Lombardi trophy. And now if Nick steps in there and they find some magic and they win three games and they get in the playoffs, well, enjoy that, love that, root for the Eagles, but that doesn't mean you have to go back and say, oh, Carson Wentz is no good.
Right. Why kick a man? Okay, he's been playing injured, and he's still putting up solid numbers.
Yep.
I don't understand. You have a good day, brother.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the call, Ray. Let's go to Angel in Camden. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Angel?
Hey, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing phenomenal, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine, but I got to repeat a quote that my man Malcolm just off the bottle, man. It's too early for that. I'm a Nick Foles supporter, but at the end of the day, as you said, overall talent, overall skill set, everything, Wentz tops the chart on everyone, and this is only his third year. It's third year. Come on, guys. I got to stay off the bottle. It's too early for that, man.
Angel, you get away with saying that and not getting hit with a $12,500 fine like Malcolm did for saying they got to stay off the bottle. How about that?
Hey, man, that's all I got to say. Eagles!
Love it, man. Have a great day. Thank you. That was Angel firing everybody up with the E-A-G-L-E-S. You don't have to pit Carson against Nick Foles, everybody. You don't have to do that. And I don't know, maybe we do a bad job of that. Maybe some people do a bad job of that by presenting it that way on the air. I'm not presenting it that way. I'm not saying it's Carson versus Nick. I do not present it that way. I say you have a franchise quarterback in Carson Wentz, and you have a Super Bowl MVP in Nick Foles, and you have an ideal quarterback locker room. I even throw Nate Sudfeld in there as a number three quarterback with some talent and a great guy to have in that quarterback room. This is a team they're fortunate to have those three guys. And you don't have to be a fan of Carson over Nick or Nick over Carson. You could be a fan of both. You ought to be if you're an Eagles fan. Bottom line is, you ought to be if you're an Eagles fan. And you don't have to say, hey, okay, Nick comes in there and wins. Now what are the Nick fans going to say? And if Carson loses, what are they? Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. If it happens, enjoy the ride. Don't hold back from rooting for Nick Foles because you're afraid of what people are going to say if he wins. Come on now. You don't have to do that. Really? I think some people might, though. Some people might. They might be like, I don't want to hear from. Understand that Nick Foles is a strong, solid backup quarterback, capable of being a starter on several teams in the NFL. Several teams. Like the Jacksonville Jaguars should have went out and made a move for Nick Foles. I said it all last year, they'll never win with Blake Bortles, and they finally figured it out. Jaguars could have used a guy like Nick Foles. And there's a lot of young quarterbacks now in the league, and you want to see how a lot of first-round picks getting an opportunity to play, and you want to see how they develop. Let's go to Sean. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would love to talk about Folesy and Carson Wentz.
Sure.
Well, we're really in a tough position because, of course, if you want to line up, who's a better – who would win the starting job? Carson Wentz would win the starting job. But Nick Foles won the MVP Super Bowl. Now, yeah, it's tearing everybody up, but Carson Wentz may never reach the pinnacle that Foles reached. Doesn't mean that Carson shouldn't start over him. It's just a weird situation.
Yeah, it happened that way. Nick, they were fortunate that Nick was able to step in, not only lead them, not only steer them to the Super Bowl. He wasn't a game manager. He was brilliant. He was spectacular. He was the Super Bowl MVP. They won the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl because of his dominant performance. And he goes back to being the backup quarterback because Carson Wentz is here. And when he's injured, Nick gets to play. Bottom line, that's it.
I agree 100%. The only thing is, we talk so much about regular season and then postseason. Carson Wentz has never played a snap in the postseason, so we don't know what he's made of in the postseason.
Yeah, he hasn't played in the postseason in the NFL. Look forward to seeing that. Probably now won't be until next year. I have a feeling based on the competitor he is, the talent that he has, that he will flourish in the postseason, but we got to see it.
We hope so. Remains to be seen. But as of now, if I had to buy one jersey to hang on the wall, it would have to be a Foles jersey because he's done it.
I get that. He won the Super Bowl. Real quick, what do you have on the Phillies, Sean?
The Phillies, they need to get some wins. I'm not a big Philly fan with the baseball. It's a boring sport to me, to be honest with you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Baseball's boring. Hear that a lot of people talked about that all summer when they weren't going down there to watch the games, when they weren't selling out, when they weren't even getting close to selling out. Even in early September, when they were still, before they collapsed and still a little bit in the playoff race, independent race, there was an Aaron Nola, Max Scherzer start that had fewer than 25,000 fans. And that, for me, said it all about last season and the interest in the Phillies. Let's go to Nick and Hershey on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Nick?
Trying to make up speaker. I'm shaking.
No worries.
No,
don't cut yourself.
No, I'm done. Thank God. No, I want to say, this whole Nick Foles, Carson Wentz thing, last time I checked, don't get me wrong, I have my favorite players, but in my heart, I'm an Eagles fan. So whoever's our quarterback, I root for 100%. Now, don't get me wrong, I have a Carson Wentz jersey, I have a Nick Foles jersey. But you kid yourself when you think Nick Foles is going to be our starting quarterback of the future. But he's our starting quarterback of now. And you know what? I don't care who it is. Nate said so. I'm rooting for him 100%. I hope he can capture the magic. I feel bad for Carson. He's going to have to watch from the sideline as Nick Foles gallivants to the playoffs again. But I'd love to see that. He'd make a great job next year. I don't care who's on this team. I root for the team. That's what I root for. That's how it was written.
As it should be, Nick. And you know what? I think – and Carson – can handle that well. He did it last year. He handled it. It is tough to have to watch somebody else step in there and have success leading a team at your position, but he couldn't handle it any better last year. He's going to be Nick's number one supporter today. Lead him with cheers.
And their relationship, I think, is what helps this out so much.
Tremendously.
So I really think, we have a good chance today. Hopefully Nicky Foles catches lightning in a bottle again, and they go Birds.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Nick Foles and Carson Wentz's relationship should be the model for any coworker relationship in every business. Like, that should be the model you aspire to. Like, I'm in a media business where it's like there's jealousy, pettiness, insecurity, backstabbing, all that stuff. And it's unfortunate. It's negative. I don't get myself involved in that. I don't care about that stuff. But and I think people should take lessons from Nick and Carson and look at these two guys at the same position. The love, the brotherhood they have, man, it's inspiring. It's inspiring, and it's awesome, and Carson's going to be out there. He's going to be Nick's number one supporter tonight. I guarantee it. 610-632-0975. Carlos Max Q. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, man! Ben Simmons rocks the rim with a right-hand jam!
Sixers, Cavs, today at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Want to work for a company that was named 2017 Best Place to Work by HVAC National Industry Publication, The News Magazine? Then check out Unique Indoor Comfort Heating and Cooling. They are searching for career-minded service and installation mechanics who are dedicated to customer service, developing a lasting career, and have pride in their craft. Unlimited training, consistent year-round hours, and full benefits. Join the Unique Indoor Comfort Heating and Cooling team and find out why they were just awarded the best place to work. To learn more, visit uniqueheatingandcooling.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy, and I've been in the jewelry business for a long time, since 1975. And the most asked questions I get are, why do people hate you? And what's the best gift to give? Well, you can't go wrong with a great pair of diamond studs. but you can go wrong with where you get them. And this is why all the other jewelers in America hate me. Diamond studs are the number one gift that women want, so why take a chance? When it comes to value and quality, no other jeweler in America, in-store or online, even comes close to our Anita diamond studs. Every pair comes with a 100-day, 100% full money-back guarantee and a 100% full lifetime trade-in value on every pair. So you can upgrade to a new, larger pair of Anita diamond studs anytime and receive exactly what you pay for them towards a new pair. But if it's not a good diamond, it's not a good deal. Our diamonds are not the low-quality stuff that you see in the mall or online. Our Anita diamond studs are 100% flawless to the eye, all near colorless, with maximum sparkle and brilliance. Beautiful stuff. Oh, and every pair is picked by a real expert jeweler and hand-set by one of our master diamond setters. Not some mass-produced junk. Every pair comes with 14-carat safety silicone backs. Get yours for less than $270. Visit me, the real Steven Singer, at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, and park for free. Or call 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER and talk to one of our real, live jewelers. Or get fast and free shipping at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. Switch before December 21st and get a $300 prepaid card, too. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Protection Pro backup limited up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a 1-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Would you like to feel better, be happier, more carefree? Do you have too much to do and too little time? Look around your home.
Look around your office.
Notice all the things you don't want
or need
or use.
You're going to feel great when you get rid of that dead weight.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We're going to make that dead weight disappear.
You've never been happier.
Streamline your home.
Streamline your life.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Joe Bell, general manager of 97.5, The Fanatic. I hope you've had as much fun this year listening to sports talk on 97.5 as we've had on delivering it to you. And speaking of good times, hope this holiday season is the best ever for you and your family. Thanks from 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Paul Blake, vice president of sales for Beasley Media and The Fanatic. I just want to wish you and your family an amazing holiday season. Philly, Philly, we love you.
Season's great. Greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
97.5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, 610-632-0975. Getting you ready. Tonight, it's Eagles-Rams in L.A. Sunday Night Football. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Givens, and Bob Cooney for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 6:30 p.m. Watch the game with the Fanatics. Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hops. Huge 10x10 big screen. Munch on Dollar Dogs. Enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. Let's go to Max in Allentown. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Max?
Hey there.
How are you?
Very good, actually. I want to take this another way. I don't hear anyone speaking on a quarterback controversy. And to be fair, both these guys are class acts, and they're going to go, you know, hard for each other.
Yep.
But they don't deserve to be in this position. This is all on Howie Roseman, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, Nick Foles deserves all the respect and kudos in the world. A guy should never have to buy a beer in his life in Philadelphia, okay?
Probably doesn't drink beer. Pretty sure he doesn't, but I hear you. I hear you.
With that being said, okay, Nick Foles should have been given the opportunity to be a starting quarterback this year, and he should have been traded. They could have recouped their slew of draft picks that they gave up for Wentz and Ajayi Jernigan, because Cowie did mortgage the future, you know, putting this team together.
I just think, Max, now in hindsight, absolutely, because they're at 6-7 when Nick Foles takes over, and they really are a long shot to make the playoffs. But I believe their thinking was, we're going to be a playoff contender if Carson goes down for a game or two, and we're 9-4, we're 8-5. We want to have Nick Foles to be able to guide them and steer the ship and keep them on the right track. I don't think anybody envisioned a scenario where they were going to be a non-playoff team, and that's what hurt them.
Well, if you really looked at the schedule, that was a possibility. If you looked at the fact that Carson Wentz is injury prone, okay, that is an issue. And if they were that afraid that they were guaranteed a high second round pick for Foles and maybe a fourth rounder, okay, that's a valuable pick. If they were so afraid, okay, that Carson Wentz was going to get injured, what does that say about Carson Wentz?
What does that say about the medical staff? No, they knew, Max, that he was coming back. I mean, he's coming back from a devastating ACL,
it was
LCL,
a devastating injury,
and had a rush to be ready to go by week three. Probably shouldn't have played for an extra couple weeks.
The guy
played 11 games before the 1 year anniversary of the injury, and now he's got the back. Like what you're saying,
four injuries in 4 years.
Yeah, but he did. And everybody though likes to say four injuries in 4 years and completely forgets the fact that he played every game his rookie year. He started 16 games. So
he did break his rib. He did.
Yeah, but that was in the preseason. Probably if it was a playoff game or a regular season game, could have played anyway. So I don't even look at that. I just look at he played 16 games his rookie year.
But here is the bottom line. Carson Wentz, it's like he doesn't know how to take a fall. He doesn't know how to get hit. He takes too much punishment. He's going to be a shot fighter.
He's a competitor. He's going to try and fight. And I appreciate the call, Max. Thank you. You made a really good point about – you know, in hindsight, looking back, you take a second and a four for Nick Foles now, because by the time he steps into the starting lineup again, they're a long shot to make the playoffs. So looking at it that way, absolutely. Let's go to Carlos in Philly. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Carlos?
What's going on, brother?
How are you, man?
I'm good. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
All right.
Now, my thing is with these fans. Now I understand why a lot of people don't hate us, why people hate us as fans. I get it now. Because it's like, how can you sit there and say this stuff about Carson Wentz now? The man was an MVP candidate his second year in the NFL.
I get it, too. Yeah, go ahead, Carlos.
Mechanically, he's affected by his injury. And we don't know how long he was playing with that back. He couldn't make his reads because he couldn't turn his leg to his reads, and he wasn't throwing off that front leg. He couldn't get no torque on his passes. He's throwing from his upper body. That's why he's missing passes this year. How people are so quick to forget
Wait till that man get in that offseason. Now he can have a clear mental, and now he can really focus on his rehabilitation and get himself a full offseason with the training camp. Watch these people jump back on the West Wagon so fast. It's not even done. It's going to make your head spin.
And like you said in the beginning, it makes you like, this is why when people talk trash on the fans, and then you have these same fans jumping off the wagon, the Wentz wagon, as you said, and wanting him out of town. Now, I can understand the people who want to rip the fans for that.
It baffles my mind. And trust me, I love Nick Foles. I'm pretty sure he's a genuine dude. He seems like he's a genuine dude, character guy.
The realest
and
deal, man.
Him,
real
and
guy.
I want him to win. And I want him, just like I'm a true Eagles fan, I want him to catch that lightning in a bottle game. I want my Eagles to succeed because we still have a shot. But at the same time, it's like, come on now. You guys are talking about trading this guy for this guy. I guess you guys forgot the Rams version of Nick Foles.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, but that was the Jeff Fisher Rams.
I understand.
You know, you know what, Carlos? You don't have to say how valuable and how good Carson Wentz is. You don't have to say one negative thing about Nick Foles. You don't have to.
Nah,
it should stand. It should stand on its own. Nick is a Super Bowl MVP. He is what he is. He's got some limitations. Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback. Enjoy both of them.
And this is the reason why. Roseman didn't trade Nick Foles for this reason right here. I don't want to start. Third stringer. Come on.
Agreed. They just hoped when Nick had to play, they'd be in the playoff race. You know, you'd be seven and two or nine and four, whatever it is.
The way it did. Yeah. Unfortunately, the year didn't work out the way it did. We have a bunch of injuries. Unfortunate situations happen. But you know,
it makes it sense. Is what it is. To me, it made sense. Carlos, appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I got it. I understood it. I didn't think I wouldn't have traded him either. In hindsight, everyone who wanted him to be traded for those draft picks, you look back on it and you win that argument because the season played out the way it did. You win that argument. But going back to preseason, I thought this team was going to be a contender. And if Carson wasn't ready at the start or would go down for a game or two, whatever it is, he wants the Super Bowl MVP to step in. Q in Center City wants to talk some fills. I want to hear what Q has to say about my scenario. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, man?
How you making out? I love your scenario, actually.
Thank you. You're the one. There's some people on social media who like it. Some don't, but there's some.
Let me tell you, I like it. I'm a baseball fan, you know. So I understand you're a baseball fan, too. But I don't think the front office want it. Because it's not going to, even with that move, it's not going to put butts in the seat.
That's the
last
thing.
Last year, for the most part, Philadelphia, we used to be a baseball town. I didn't understand it last year. And for most of the season, we were over 500. We were playing really well in contention, and nobody came to see the product. So if we don't, the front office and all, they understood that. That's what, and I've seen it play out with the Andrew McCutchen. You made a very, very good opinion about Altair. And if he's healthy, he can see at bats. He'll put up those numbers.
Right.
And it won't cost us as much.
Yeah, a lot of people overlooked that, Q. But I'm glad you caught that because I really feel, and you saw flashes of that from Altair. But if he stays healthy and you give him 600 plate appearances, he can match what Andrew McCutchen can.
But he's not the name.
Exactly.
He's not the name.
That's the thing, man. People want name. Now, you look at what I talked about. Daniel Murphy, one of the best hitters in baseball for the past 5 years. I know he's got some defensive limitations. He's a three-hole hitter on this team. You bring in a guy like Nick Markakis, coming off a year where he hit .297, .366 on base percent. He gives you everything Gabe loves, guys who work the count and get on.
I think it sets us up a little better. It put everybody, I think with that, which you said will put everybody in their proper role, in a batting order and all.
Yeah.
And I think it just give us a young nucleus where we could go and, you know, but I understand also, if that's not going to put butts in the seat,
that's the problem.
Purpose?
You're right. That's the problem.
So we got to, you know, somehow, I don't know, and everybody with the baseball is born, it always been born. I guess that you had to play it. Like, if you play baseball, because these person, I think it's the funnest game to play, actually.
I still do, Q. Yeah.
You don't got to be a great athlete. You don't got to be, you know,
No.
You help, man, and you just pay attention.
Man,
I think baseball fans are special, actually.
I just love to go out there and take BP and just hit line drives in the gap. I love it. It's fun, man. It's fun. Q, appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Have a good one. My scenario was you don't get Bryce Harper, you don't get Manny Machado, and you can still survive. You make two more moves. That are short term, but you bring in a guy like Daniel Murphy on a 2-year, maybe $30 million. I don't think it takes much more. Nick Markakis on a 1-year, 15, 1-year, 12, 220, 222, something like that. Then you trade a Dubel, you trade Cesar Hernandez, you trade maybe a prospect, you bring in a pitcher, you get Zach Britton or Andrew Miller, a lefty in the pen, and I think you're in good shape for this year. You still didn't get the big name. You still didn't get the big fish. And people get too hung up in big names. That's how it is in everything, man. Y'all get too hung up in the big names, the names you know. 610-632-0975. Mark and Bill, hang on. I'll get to you next. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic. Barzetta, Trey, Gargano, Martinez, Missinelli. You can listen to them all on 97.5 The Fanatic using your Amazon Alexa.
Wow.
Listen at home or in the office. First, be sure to enable the skill. Say,
Alexa, enable 97.5 The Fanatic.
Then anytime you want to listen, say,
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no.
Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte, just $169 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage, only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com.
Discount Kia Giants.
Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36-month zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax title. DMV discount lease only. Trade counts value. Credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Season of free is in full swing at T-Mobile. And this time, we're going big. Like the biggest screen you'll ever see at T-Mobile big. Because we're giving away 50-inch Samsung 4K TVs. You heard right, a free 50-inch TV delivered in time for the holidays when you get one of the latest Samsung phones and add a line. Buy a phone, get a free TV. It's that... Whoa.
Where is it?
We're here for the free Samsung TV.
Hey, careful. How'd you get in here? This is a recording studio, guys. You have to go to the store.
Oh. To T-Mobile.
Okay, so, if you missed out on Black Friday, then this is your second chance. Score a free 50-inch Samsung 4K TV, but only if you get to a T-Mobile store right now. Because from the looks of it, this deal isn't going to last long. Come join us at T-Mobile before it's too late.
At participating stores, offer fulfilled by Samsung with online redemption code. Qualifying credit, new line of service, timely redemption, and phone finance agreement required. Two new lines required for new customers, one offer per account.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
This is Ron Jaworski. I want to invite everyone to rediscover the excellence and diversity of my 6 championship golf courses. My team and I pledge that you'll appreciate the conditions every single day. You'll embrace the challenge every time. And you'll marvel at the views everywhere you look. Become a member now and play for free till the end of the year by taking advantage of our Buy Now, Play Now special. See all our golf promotions at RonJaworskiGolf.com. Book online and save big every day.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting
hours and full benefits, join the unique indoor comfort heating and cooling team and find out why they were just awarded the best place to work. To learn more, visit uniqueheatingandcooling.com/careers.
This is Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned iPhones, iPads, and laptops for up to 60% off the original price. They have a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. I went to Experimac of Cherry Hill because they are locally owned and operated. I dealt with the owner and his team, not some shady person from one of those internet resale sites. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? Keyword search, Experimac, Cherry Hill.
Would you like to feel better, be happier, more carefree? Do you have too much to do and too little time? Look around your home. Look around your office. Notice all the things you don't want or need or use. You're going to feel great when you get rid of that dead weight. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We're going to make that dead weight disappear. You've never been happier. Streamline your home. Streamline your life. All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Christmas is a time to say I love you.
Every day is a time to say I love you. Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic. Don't just wait till Christmas to say I love you. Say it every day to say it to whoever you love. Say it to whoever you don't love. Love the unlovable, man. That's what I'm all about. 610-632-0975. The Fanatic's Holiday Wheel returns tomorrow. This year, we'll be spinning the Holiday Wheel three times a day with the morning show at 9 a.m., the midday show at 1 p.m., and Mike Missanelli's show at 5 p.m. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer's Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's in Conshohocken, Landis Block in Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant. Have the Flyers fired their coach yet? Dylan, any word? Any word on Dave Hackstall's job?
Nothing yet, but there's a lot of people speculating. A
lot of speculation.
That's all there is, a speculation.
A lot of speculation that Dave Hackstall may not have his job much longer. I know that'll make a lot of Flyers fans happy. I don't know how they can keep, how you can change, make all these organizational changes and continue with the coach. Chuck Fletcher's in here, new GM. You have a new organizational structure. I don't know how much longer they're going to keep Dave Hackstall around, and I don't know what they're waiting for at this point. Let's go to Dean in Mount Airy. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. What's up, Dean?
What's going on, Rob?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm going to remain optimistic about this game.
I like that. I like that. Convince me. I got them walking off the field with the lead with Nick Foles, and then the defense having to come through.
I got them inserting Darren Sproles and change. You know, because one thing about the Rams defensive line, speed always changes. Even though they're good, getting off the ball, I think speed neutralizes them at times. And even though I'm not incredibly confident about Nick, I think he can game manage enough to you know, get the outside Jeffries and get to, you know, spread the ball around just a little bit.
He's playing with three guys he didn't have the first two games of the year. Alshon wasn't healthy. He didn't play. Golden Tate wasn't here. Jordan Matthews wasn't around on third downs to make that big catch. So I'm excited to see what Nick could do with those three guys. Put the ball out there, make them go get it. He'll throw it. And Nick is protective of the ball, just like Carson. He is protective of the ball, but he does get rid of it quicker at times.
And then, you know, the other thing is they do have to protect him because Nick don't move that much.
That's for sure.
But he will throw certain reads, and he's the kind of quarterback that needs the RPO. But I think I'm looking at 28-24.
28-24?
Yes.
So you think the defense is going to be able to hold him, huh?
I think they can. I think that because look at this. Sidney Jones, even though he was trailing at times, the Cowboys, he was sticking with Amari Cooper, you know, and you need somebody that's going to stick with him and stop getting them in situations where they have to rely on our corners.
What they're going to need, Dean, is Michael Bennett, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox to bring the heat up front.
Exactly. I think they're going to be in golf face all day. And Gurley, you know, if you get to Gurley before he gets that burst, you can stop him as well.
Man, you're optimistic, Dean.
I'm optimistic, and I'm not going to count them out until it's over. You know, we too many times we count them out just because they're under the eight ball.
I agree with that philosophy. Until they're mathematically eliminated, they're still a shot. We go back to, and I appreciate the call, Dean. Thank you. You go back to 2008 season. 2008 season, the Eagles went into the final week of the season playing the Cowboys. And they needed all kinds of scenarios to even have that game matter. No one thought that game would count. It would be meaningless. The Cowboys would have the division wrapped up and all of this stuff. And as it turned, no, not the Cowboys, it was the Giants who had the division wrapped up. As it turned out, the Eagles, the defending champion Giants, the Eagles went into that game. There was like a two-touchdown upset. Two-touchdown underdog who pulled off an upset. I believe it was the Raiders knocking off Jeff Garcia's Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road. I think that was one of them. Then they needed, like, the Texans to beat the Bears, and that happened. Then there was one other scenario, and they got that to happen, too. And that set it up to where the Eagle-Cowboys game, final game of the year, was a do or die. Winner gets in, loser goes home. We all remember 44-6. B-Dawg had a big game in that one. Tony Romo knocked all over the field. T.O. crying. Eagles not only get in as a wild card, as the sixth seed, then they go to Minnesota and win their first round, win a wild card game on the road. Then they go to East Rutherford and knock off the Giants, who are the defending champions, and had a bye in the first round. And then they go to Arizona as a road favorite in the NFC Championship game. And same scenarios I'm presenting here. Donovan McNabb walked off the field, and he'll tell you that he did, because Donovan isn't quite Nick Foles or Carson Wentz when it comes to being humble. He said, hey, I walked off the field with the lead and the defense gave it up. And that's what happened. Walked off the field with the lead and the defense gave it up in the NFC Championship game, and Arizona goes on to the Super Bowl. So they've had crazy scenarios that they needed things to happen. They're not even quite there yet. They're in if they went out and get one more Carolina loss and one more Minnesota loss, they're in. Nobody expects them to win out because
because everybody expects them to lose to the Rams today. If they can win this game, that changes things. By the way, Texans who play against the Eagles next week, also another opponent coming off an extra day rest. The Eagles seem to keep getting teams that have a little bit more rest than they do, but the Texans had a struggle to beat the Jets. I think the Eagles will, let's get through this week first before I predict that they beat the Texans. Let's go to Joey in Philly on 97.5, the Fanatic. What's up, Joey?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm extra excited about tonight's game.
Extra excited. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Listen, let's all keep in mind that Nick Foles is stepping in to play not just any team in the NFL, a team that's still heavily predicted to go to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, possibly, but definitely go to Super Bowl. So, with that said, I still see him coming in and having a big game. I don't think our defense is going to hold L.A. to 24 points, but I see kind of a shootout. I see more like, more similar to the Super Bowl type game.
It's going to have to be, Joey. You're right. It's going to have to be.
Yeah, and I think Nick Foles could do it. Actually, I know Nick Foles could do it. I know this team could do it. Huge upset today. 34-31 Eagles win.
34-31. We both got them scoring 34. I got the defense giving up 37. You're more confident in the defense than I am. And your scenario with you know, obviously going against the Rams, the one thing a lot of us forget is that the Rams made Nick Foles consider quitting football. That season he spent with the Rams 3 years ago with Jeff Fisher and the Rams had him on the verge contemplating retirement. So,
right. No, and you know what?
A little revenge factor, too.
Big time. He has all the motivation in the world for this game. Season definitely on the line. Playing the Rams, you know, plus Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher was always had struggles with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Steve McNair in Tennessee. But, yeah, other than McNair, that was the best quarterback he ever coached. And he just doesn't have a good reputation coaching quarterbacks. So, you know, I take that with a grain of salt, the Jeff Fisher thing. But Nick Foles is here again, and he's going to solidify that second wild card spot for us. I know he is.
All right, Joey, from your lips to, as they say, you know, let's see it happen, man. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Joey's confident. Joey's confident in Nick Foles. I'm confident in Nick Foles. I'm not confident in the defense. I think they're going to move the ball, and they're going to put up some points. What Joey just said was true. It's going to have to be a Super Bowl type scenario. Could be you might give up 500 and something yards, and still have to win this game. Maybe get that one play, get that one turnover, get that one blocked field goal, or one play to turn the game around. I feel that Nick Foles is going to go out there tonight and put up some points and get this offense moving. That's not a slight against it's not a slight at all against Carson Wentz. Not a slight at all against Carson Wentz. It's just you got the first game. Always teams rally around their backup quarterback that first time starting, that first game out there. But I don't know what it is about NFL players. They seem to rally around their quarterback in that first game when he's got to start. So you have all that happening, right? And you got the underdog scenario, backs against the wall, got to win. I think they're going to keep it close tonight. I feel like this game is going to be close. They're going to move the ball against the Rams. Rams defense has been a couple weeks ago, when was it? Against the Chiefs, they gave up 51, won that game, gave up 51. Last week only gave up 15. Week before only gave up 16, but there was four in a row, you can go. 27 points they gave up against the Pack, 45 against the Saints, 31 against Seattle, 51 against Kansas City. That's a four-game span right there where they gave up. I'm going to do the quick math right here while I'm on the air.
That's 45 and 51 is 96 and 31 is 127 and 127 and 20 and 26 is, wow, what is that, 153? Divide that by 4. You're like almost 30, almost 40 points a game, like high 30s, 38. They gave up over a four-game span. Still went 3-1 in those games because their offense is dynamic. I think the Eagles are going to be able to move the ball a little bit tonight. And if they move the ball, they score some points, they stay in it, that's all you can ask for, is a chance to win the game at the end. I had some guys call in today. Jimmy called in early and thought it was going to be comfortable at the end. Man, if they're comfortably winning at the end, wow, I'll be shocked. Just keep it close till the end and then hope for a play, one play. And this time come up with it. Because they weren't making it. They had all year when it's come down to one play. Well, they did against Atlanta. They did against Indy. They got the one play. They got the stop. They didn't against Tennessee. They didn't against Carolina. They didn't get the stop. I just feel it's going to come down to that one game, one play, and they're going to have to make a stop. I'm not confident in the defense. I'm confident in Nick and the offense to get it, to get some points on the board and to move the ball a little bit. All right, there's a lot of people are weighing in on my Phillies trade scenario. Well, not a trade scenario. It's a Phillies free agency alternative scenario where they don't get Bryce Harper and they don't get Manny Machado. And they go out there and they use the money in different ways. Let's see. Lineup. Okay, this guy. It made me vomit. That's great. Lineup certainly is garbage, but it made me vomit. That's hysterical, man. That lineup made you. That lineup is garbage and it made you vomit. That's great. So my lineup was McCutchen leading off, Segura second. McCutchen leading off, Segura second, Daniel Murphy third, Rhys Hoskins four, Nick Markakis five, Franco Williams Alfaro. If that lineup is hot garbage and makes you vomit, you don't know baseball. And I know there's a lot of people who do know baseball out there. But if you look at Daniel Murphy, forget about Nick Markakis for a second. You look at Daniel Murphy and you think that Bryce Harper is that much better than Daniel Murphy? You don't know baseball. I know Daniel Murphy is on the opposite side of 30, 33 years old. And Bryce Harper's hitting free agency at 26. But you're talking about a guy in 2016, 347 average, 25, 104, 595 slugging, 985 OPS. 2017, 322, 23, 93, 543 slugging, 928 OPS, 384 on base percentage. If you think that Bryce Harper is $400 million better than Daniel Murphy, you don't know baseball. Bottom line, you don't know baseball. Is he better player overall? Of course. He's 7 years younger. Is he a $400 million more better? If they can get Daniel Murphy at 2 years and $30 million, 15, and you don't want him? He's not that much better. Aaron wants to talk Sixers, 0975, the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
The reason why the Sixers lost those two games because they wasn't playing good defense, and they need to start making shots. Joel Embiid and Redick and Ben Simmons, they was doing their job. The other boys got to start scoring, man.
Yeah, they need a bench, Aaron. Don't they need a bench? Their bench has been exposed without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, man, I just hope Jimmy Butler be back tonight because we need him, man. We need him real bad.
Yeah, they do. When Jimmy's not out there, Aaron, it shows how they lack some depth on the bench. They don't have guys hitting at three. They don't have that D stepping up. They need some help, man.
Yeah, but. I believe Elgin Brand is the right man for the GM, General gentleman that manages his job. I'm glad they brought him in. I knew it was going to get him all the time because I kept saying they're going to get him and they was going to get Jimmy Butt, but they need some more scoring, man. But I'm still rooting for my Sixers to win the championship if they stay healthy. I'm rooting for them. I was rooting for them last year.
It's been a while,
I think,
man.
They can beat Boston.
It's been 35 years, Aaron. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been 35 years. It's time for a parade, a big parade.
I hear you,
right,
man.
Right on Broad Street. Right on Broad Street.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to come because I'm 50 years old. I want them to knock me down.
You won't be there?
Nah, I might come. I'm 50 years old, man. 50. My knees is bad, man. I got arthritis.
50 ain't that old, man. Come on now.
I know 50 ain't that old, man. Last parade I went to, they was knocking people down, man.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't go to that Eagles parade then, did you?
Nah, I didn't go, man. I should have went because all my friends told me. My sister went. My nephews, they said I should have been out there.
Oh, man. You missed that one. I didn't see it either. So, all right, buddy. I appreciate the call, Aaron. Have a great day. Aaron, all Sixered up a little bit right now. He's worried about the Sixers, two losses, defensive issues. Man, those guards keep scoring points up on them. What do we got here, Rob? Keep in mind regarding second base, which I think most Phillies fans would like an upgrade. Klintak offered Cesar arbitration, which is estimated to be around $9 million, probably prohibits anyone trading for him. For what it's worth, Jed Lowry, yeah, I do like Jed Lowry or Marwin Gonzalez, a better second base upgrade than Daniel Murphy defensively, not as a hitter. I take Murphy over Gonzalez and Lowry as a hitter. But that's good insight right there. I appreciate that. When your owner says he wants to spend stupid money and gets neither one, then it's not a good offseason. Yeah, probably shouldn't have made that comment. Because you're going to have people who say this. When your owner says he wants to spend stupid money and gets neither one, then it's not a good season. Tyler says, Angels can be set to lock him up all they want. He's still got to sign a dotted line. Doesn't mean he's coming here, but how much longer does he want to stay in L.A. and continue to lose? He's not getting any younger. That's a good point out of Tyler. Chris says, I agree with Tyler. There was a time in all sports where money didn't matter. It was all about the elusive championship. But in today's world, when $500 million contracts are thrown around like $5 bills, championships are forgotten. Good points. Guys are making good points there. Here's a guy who says, I would love Daniel Murphy. I mean, how could you not? Not bad, but you need a catcher. Alfaro is a backup. May as well get Moustakas, who's a winner, to replace Franco, who has not been a winner. That would be a playoff team early exit, but a start nonetheless. I would take Moustakas, too. I like Wilson Ramos back as a catcher. I like Wilson Ramos back when healthy. That's the problem with Ramos, is when healthy. But I'd love to see him back. I'm not sold on Alfaro being a guy who's going to start 120 games a year. 115, 120, 125, being a full-time starter. As a catcher, you're not going to be 150, 155. Those days, those are the Mike Piazza guys, those upper echelon. I know they were thinking about JT Realmuto. He's a great hitter. I don't know if you're going to use your assets to get him, though. 610-632-0975. As we continue here up until Joe Stazak comes in at noon, we can continue with this conversation on the Philly, some hot stove. How do you feel about my scenario where you don't get Bryce Harper or Manny Machado, but I feel still improve the team with a guy like, and I haven't heard, nor do I think they even have interest in Daniel Murphy or Nick Markakis. Two guys offensively give you everything Gabe Kapler likes. Guys who get on base, guys who work the count, guys who have decent gap power, drive in runs, all of that stuff. Defensively, there's some limitations with both players, admittedly. I would take it, though. I would take it if you're not going to get Bryce or Manny Machado. And as for the Eagles tonight, I got the Rams coming back in the final minutes to win 37-30, but Nick Foles walking off the field with the lead. That's how confident I am in Nick Foles in the offense tonight. I just don't have that confidence in the defense. 610-632-0975. Rob Motti on the Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, man, Ben Simmons rocks the rim with a right-hand jam.
Sixers, Cavs, today at 3:30 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Bob Cratchit, get in here.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge?
Cratchit, I just saw the paperwork on the new Kia I asked you to get me from Gateway Kia. It says I saved $6,000. Is this true?
Yes, sir.
Just for that, Cratchit, I'm going to...
Oh, no. Raise your salary. Happy holidays, dear boy.
This holiday season, Gateway Kia will double your down payment up to $6,000 or give you up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or sign and drive a new 2019 Kia Forte, just $169 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it sign. Or a new 2019 Kia Sportage, only $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero do it signing. We'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and on Route 309 in Quakertown. Or log on to shopgatewaykia.com. Light up the holiday sales event.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV discount. Lease only. Trade gals value with credit approval expires 12/31/18.
Guys, looking to last a little longer and go a few extra rounds? Get to BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com has the first ever chewable that takes your performance in the bedroom to the next level. Check this out. They've got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they'll work faster than a pill, up to twice as fast. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And this stuff is cheaper than those other two, so this is a no-brainer. Plus, you don't need to go to the doctor's office or spend time waiting in the pharmacy line because Blue Chew ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code 97.5. You'll only have to pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code 975.
Hi, Anthony Gargano. It's the most wonderful time of the year at Tropicana Atlantic City. Our free daily holiday musical light show with a 35-foot tall tree synchronized to music returns to the quarter. Playing in the Tropicana showroom, Jingle, a magical holiday spectacular featuring Kevin and Caruso's aerial magic. Celebrate New Year's Eve with dazzling fireworks on the Tropicana boardwalk. Plus, stuff your stockings with Tropicana gift cards. For more information, visit Tropicana.net and have a great holiday season. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My office still has those overhead yellow lights. You know, the ones that buzz all day? Uh-huh. Well, I'm not sure how old they are, how much extra they're costing me, or if they'll ever go out. But I do know that I hear them in my sleep.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business, like lighting incentive solutions that make it easy to save energy and money. Just visit pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Natalie Eganoff here to talk to you about my friends at Family and Company Jewelers. If you're thinking about getting engaged, go see Angelo and the team at Family and Company. They'll walk you through every step of the process and help you pick out the perfect ring. The holiday season is here, so fill her stocking with something she will never forget, a beautiful ring from Family and Company. Visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or online at familyjewelers.com. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's that time of year again when there's nothing better than giving gifts. But there's nothing quite like unwrapping them to really get you excited. That's why Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is throwing our annual holiday spectacular, Unwrapped. On Wednesday, December 19th, Delilah's throws the most lavish holiday party in Philadelphia. Let us get you in the spirit with astonishing performances by Delilah's dance team, along with the world's most beautiful showgirls unwrapping themselves all night long. But the action doesn't stop there. You won't want to miss Delilah's Sexy Santa Contest, hosted by DJ Kim Lee, who'll keep you jingling sparkling all the way. Unwrapped! Delilah's Holiday Spectacular, Wednesday, December 19th, is brought to you by Grey Goose, Bacardi O'Cart, and Heineken, with charitable donations benefiting Philabundance. Get here early for select open bar and gourmet hors d'oeuvres at 7 p.m. For a truly unforgettable experience, reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit delilahs.com.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community.
Happy holidays from 97.5, The Fanatic.
This is Emily Costa, Community Relations Manager for Sugar House Casino, wishing you and your family a happy and healthy holiday season.
Hi, it's Gina from The Fanatic Sales Team. Happy holidays to you and your family, and thanks for being the best listeners and sports fans in the country.
Season's greetings, and thanks for listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, it's that time of year. It's that time of year. Rob Motti, 975, The Fanatic.
I love it.
610-632-0975. Got all the lights situated. I talked about it last week. I asked if putting up those the projection lights are cheating. We got the lights in the bushes. I didn't go up. I'm not putting up anything on the roof anymore. Not after falling off my roof 15 years ago or whatever. Not going to do that. But got some lights around the trees, in the bushes. Where else? Got, you know, my wife gets the deer that you got to put together, and the angel, and you got to put. I think I saw it got blown over by wind today, so I got to fix it when I go home. Then, to top it off, I said, all right, let's get the projection lights. And I don't know what lights she got, where she got them from, but they're not projecting anything. Not shining too bright. And my wife's all, it's got to be white, clear light, white light. Doesn't want the red, doesn't want the green, doesn't want the colors. I like a little red and green. She just wants all white light. So, it's festive. It's looking nice. Got it going, and it's looking good. 610-632-0975. Eagles against the Rams tonight, 14-point dog. Not many people are giving them a chance. I think the offense is going to move the ball and put up some points. I got them scoring 34, which would match their season output. It's going to come down to, for me, it's going to come down to the defense trying to shut down this high-powered, dynamic offense with all the weapons they have. The Bears did it last week. Bears got a much better defense. They did it at home. They got Khalil Mack. He was a monster, as always. Put some pressure on, they got Akeem Hicks. They put some pressure on Jared Goff. Sacked him for a safety. Had 3-4 sacks. Eddie Goldman in there as well. It's going to come down to Michael Bennett, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox. And Michael Bennett's quietly having a very good season for the Eagles. After Derek Barnett went down and he was inserted into the starting lineup, Michael Bennett's having a very good season. Leads the team in sacks. What's he have? 8 sacks or so. A couple strip sacks also. It's going to come down to that defensive line getting pressure on Jared Goff and trying to force him into errant throws and a turnover. And if they, that's going to be the key to this potential upset, is if that defensive front four can get enough pressure to make Jared Goff uncomfortable, force a turnover, maybe two, not give him enough time to connect deep to Brandon Cooks, who could probably burn anyone, Sidney Jones, Russell Douglas, whoever's going to be covering him. They got to get the pressure up front. Those guys got it. They got to step it up and get the job done up front. Fletcher Cox, be the All-Pro. Began the year talking about wanting to be the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. Do it. You got to step it up. On the other side, they got Aaron Donald and Dominic Sue. Their secondary, Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, John Johnson. Their secondary, though, has been susceptible to some big-time receivers putting up some yardage on them and numbers against them this year. I think you're going to be able to throw the ball against the Rams secondary. You're going to be able to throw the ball and move the ball. That defense is going to have to stop them, though. The defense is going to have to find a way to stop them. How do you feel about that? Are you as confident in Nick Foles as I am? I'm confident in Nick, and I'm confident in the offense. I'm pessimistic about the defense's ability to make those stops. I don't feel it. I don't see it. There's a lot of holes on defense. Jordan Hicks is out again. There's a lot of holes on defense. You're missing those guys, all the guys in the secondary. It's going to be tough. They're going to need a max sensational, superlative performance from the guys up front to make it where Jared Goff has no time whatsoever. Get in his face all day. And for as much as I think that Nick Foles and the offense can move the ball, you got to also run the ball and extend the drives, keep the clock moving, keep Todd Gurley and Jared Goff and Brandon Cooks and all the guys on the rant off the field. Last week, the Eagles' defense, and I know the game went into overtime, and it went to about 8-9 minutes deep into overtime, so you're talking about a 67-68-minute game, but the defense was on the field for 45 minutes. 45 minutes. It's got to be flipped this week to where the Eagles' offense is on the field, and they got to get those third-down conversions. Third-down conversions are crucial. You know what I want to see tonight? I want to see Philly Special 3. I want to see it one more time. I want to see Nick Foles on a whether it's a third down or a fourth down, catch another pass. Who's going to throw it this time? Nelson Aguilar again? And they got to work Golden Tate in. See if he can get Golden Tate to be any factor, any kind of factor. It's that whole, the Golden Tate trade and his inability to be a part of this offense, that has to fall on the offense, the coaching staff, the offensive coaching staff, on Mike Rowe, on Doug Peterson, and their inability to work him in. And I don't know how much of that is also on Golden Tate himself. Because there seemed to be a little bit of frustration. They expressed some frustration a little bit early on about this. See, it wasn't much, but that you could only give them a handful of plays and certain amount of plays. They got to find a way to work them in. You traded a third round pick for the guy. You're in a do or die game now. This is it. Your season's on the line. Get him the ball some way, somehow. But don't do it at the exclusion of Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar. Work those guys in. Darren Sproles got to be a factor today. I'm excited to see how Nick Foles is going to run this offense tonight. See how the ball is distributed, how they get a chance to move this ball. They're going to have to play mistake-free football. Mistake-free football. Can't make mistakes. Can't turn the ball over. Every guy's got to give his best effort for them to even have a chance in this game. And then the defense has to find a way to make some stops, create some turnovers, put some pressure on the quarterback, make Jared Goff feel uncomfortable. Don't give him all the time. Because if that doesn't happen, there is the potential for another blowout like the Saints. There is that potential. Can't completely discount that. You talk about a 14-point line here. So a 35-13, 42-10 is not completely unrealistic. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they gave you that one clunker in New Orleans. It was terrible. Everybody was bad.
up and down, coaches, offense, defense, special teams, everyone was terrible. I don't see another one like that here in L.A., and I think it's going to be closer, a lot closer than people feel. 610-632-0975. How do you feel about that? Do you have the same confidence I have in Nick Foles and the offense to put up points, to move the ball, to walk off the field with the lead and hand it over to the defense and say, all right, boys, get the W. We did our job. We moved the ball. We scored the go-ahead touchdown. Now it's on you. Go out there and give us a stop. Win us the football game. Pull off the upset. It's on you. It's in your hands. Make up for the 4th and 17 against Tennessee. Make up for the 4th and 10 against Carolina. Get the job done. We gave you the lead. Here it is. Let's go, boys. Let's see what you can do. Win the game. I have the confidence in the offense to get to that point where that conversation is going to be, had. They're going to say it. But I don't have the confidence in the defense to pull it off. 610-632-0975. How do you feel about that? Last chance to get in before Joe Stazak takes over. I'm Rob Motti on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with us for the Fanatic pregame show at Sugar House Casino starting at 6:30 as the Birds travel to Los Angeles to take on the 11-2 Rams. Join former Eagle Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney. Watch the game with the Fanatic's Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Munch on dollar dogs. Enjoy $2 Miller Lite drafts and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhardt's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Season of Free is in full swing at T-Mobile. And this time, we're going big. Like the biggest screen you'll ever see at T-Mobile big. Because we're giving away 50-inch Samsung 4K TVs. You heard right, a free 50-inch TV delivered in time for the holidays when you get one of the latest Samsung phones and add a line. Buy a phone, get a free TV. It's that... Whoa.
Where is it?
We're here for the free Samsung TV.
Hey, careful. How'd you get in here? This is a recording studio, guys. You have to go to the store.
Oh. To T-Mobile.
Okay, if you missed out on Black Friday, then this is your second chance. Score a free 50-inch Samsung 4K TV, but only if you get to a T-Mobile store right now. Because from the looks of it, this deal isn't going to last long. Come join us at T-Mobile before it's too late.
At participating stores, offer fulfilled by Samsung with online redemption code. Qualifying credit, new line of service, timely redemption, and phone finance agreement required. Two new lines required for new customers, one offer per account.
How to buy an engagement ring. Step 1. Place the index finger of your right hand inside your right ear. Step 2, place another finger inside your left ear. And step 3, don't remove them until you place yourself inside Benari Jewelers. Because you'll be getting a lot of bad advice from friends, relatives, and even other stores. And you need to not listen to any of it. Instead, give an ear to the diamond experts at Benari Jewelers. Unlike your Aunt Dorothy, we know quality from junk. Unlike your buddy Steve, who can only remember two of the four C's of diamond buying, we can explain them all.
And unlike that guy, Vince, who sells generic rings from the back of his 1987 conversion van, we carry the latest styles and one-of-a-kind designs. So if you're ready to hear some good advice, come to Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Some people avoid dealerships because they don't want a high-pressure sales pitch. At Conkerville, they promise to be different. Great customer service before, during, and after the sale is what you'll find. They're not here to sell you a car. They're here to help you buy one. Now's the time to drive a Conkerville Nissan like I do and save big. Going on now is the Conkerville Nissan year-end clearance event. Incredible deals all month long on all leftover 2018 models. Get 0% financing on select 2018 Nissans and score an even better deal with dealer rebates. This is your opportunity to get the Nissan you want with all the cool safety features like emergency braking with pedestrian detection, 360 camera views, and blind spot warning for changing lanes. Check out 202Nissan.com for all the amazing lease and finance deals. Way too many deals to mention in this commercial. That's 202Nissan.com. 202Nissan.com to find your next Nissan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Conkerville cares.
Holiday tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
About a quarter of all shoppers wait until the last minute to purchase gifts. Stay calm. I'm here to help you cross everyone off your list and keep you under budget.
Satisfy Auntie Alice's sweet tooth with a pairing of port and bourbon pecan pie. And just maybe, you won't get another ugly sweater this year.
Need a $10 rocking gift for your office's gift exchange? I've got you covered.
As you check off that gift list this holiday season, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Philly is a city of winners. It's in our DNA. From championship sports teams to adrenaline-pumped fans, we know how to play and win. That's why Sugar House is Philly's casino. We've got that winning combination. Smoking hot entertainment. More games with better odds. Unsurpassed player rewards and service. And soon, Sugar House will welcome Philly's ultimate sports book.
Philly loves a winner.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Fanatics Holiday Wheel will start spinning Monday, December 17th. You have a chance to win amazing prizes from Steven Singer Jewelers, French Creek Outfitters, Flacco's and Concha Hocken, Landis Block and Concrete, Imagine Lifestyles Luxury Car Rentals, Ron Jaworski Golf, the Sixers and Flyers, and more. Go to the contest page on 975thefanatic.com to register now for your chance to become a Holiday Wheel contestant.
Let's go!
For Zeta and Trey in the morning, listen, 975 The Fanatic.
Yeah, welcome back to 975 The Fanatic. Rob Motti here with you. 610-632-0975. Joe Stazak will be taking over at noon. He'll take it till Sixers Cavaliers at 3:20. Then there's the pregame show down at Sugar House with the guys. And during the game, you can follow along and watch the game and listen to Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli here. And, of course, there's also the postgame show tonight. Let's go to Bob in Santa Barbara. Is on his way to the game. Bob, you're 975 The Fanatic. What's up?
Hey, man. What's going on?
How are you?
We're doing great. We did this last year, and, you know, we're doing it again. And I know that, you know, I know the feeling right now is down. I can feel it across the country. But the beautiful thing about today is the reason we love sports is outcomes like we're going to have today. It's when the country's counted us out, when no one thinks it can happen, and then it does. And that's what gets us to watch. I got a great feeling about today's game, man, a great feeling.
I've been saying all morning, Bob, I think Nick Foles and the offense are going to be able to move the ball, put some points on the board. I got them matching their season high with 34 and then handing it over to the defense and saying, come on, boys, get a stop. I don't have the confidence in the defense to get that stop, but I think it's going to be that close.
I totally agree. And, you know, I know there's a lot of crazy fans out there like me and my buddy Kenny. You know, we've been watching the All-22 for the past 4 weeks, and there's a couple throws here and there where Carson just felt a little off, and he played well in the second half. but we just knew something was off. And I'm guessing it had something to do with that injury.
Now we know why. Yeah.
Exactly, right? Those same guys are going to be open, and we just got to hope that Nikki Sixx does what Nikki Sixx does, is take care of business. And the one thing I think we're not talking about is, I'm telling you, I live out here, I see this cat up close, Jared Goff does not have the killer instinct. And if we get to him early and we rattle him, he is not going to play well. And he's coming off a really bad game in Chicago, and I don't think anyone's talking about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely the key, Bob, is that defensive front four, getting that pressure on him, forcing him to make a turnover, whether it's a fumble, an errant pass. Those guys got to earn their money today. Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Michael Bennett, take advantage of the one weakness, I think, on that. That Rams offense is dynamic, but the one thing they do is allow pressure. And if they could take advantage of that and create some, maybe they'll get a turnover that could be a difference maker.
I totally agree. My only worry about the defense is if we don't get pressure from the front four, does Schwartz have the acumen to design the blitzes? I don't think he does, but I got a solution for you. I'm sitting so close, I'm going to get all plays in here, baby. So we're
Oh, man, you faded out at the end, Bob. You faded out, right? Bob faded out just as he was going to go in there. I don't know what he was about to do, but he was getting fired up, man. He's going to be sitting there. You're going to need that. How many Eagles fans are going to be out there in L.A.? Like, when you looked at when the schedule came out in before the preseason, last April, May, whenever the schedule came out, there was a lot of dates where you look at this year and say, hey, Tampa in September. Tampa's always, I love going to Florida. That's a great one. Tennessee, Nashville's an awesome city. Go down there. A lot of people wanted to go check out the London game, L.A. So I'm expecting a lot of Eagles fans to be there, to be at this game in L.A. Got to make your noise. Got to take over the stadium as much as you can. Try and make it a 50-50 crowd. Even if it's 40-60, just be loud. Be vociferous. Be the Eagles fans, loud and obnoxious that everybody knows you are. Take over that stadium. Make Jared Goff feel uncomfortable. Have the defense, have that defensive line put that pressure on him and make it uncomfortable. I don't see that defense delivering in the end just because they've let you down too much this year. One last comment coming in. A lot of comments on Twitter about my Philly scenario. Nick says, when the front office states that it's ready to spend stupid, leading its fan base to believe it means Machado and or Harper, yet ends up with Markakis and Murphy, I guess this is the definition of spend stupid. And I'll say this again. The Phillies aren't even linked to these guys. This is my scenario. But to counter what Nick's saying, Murphy on a two-year deal and Markakis on a one-year deal or a two-year deal is not stupid money. The Bryce Harper, Manny Machado money, that is stupid money. And I know fans don't care about spending stupid money. It is stupid money. And one player does not make all that difference. They still need other pieces, and they still got to put that together. Do they have it? Yeah, they have it. But you should not feel, if they don't get either one of these guys, you shouldn't feel like it's a big letdown. As much as they talked it up and they wanted to do it, if they go out and supplement and add other pieces and add other players. If they don't add anyone else and don't get one of these guys, yeah, I can understand all the frustration. Still got a long way to go. I think both players are waiting on the other guy to sign because both players want to be and both agents want to get the richest contract in Major League Baseball history. So still got a ways to go. When one of them signs, the next one might be shortly thereafter. Shortly thereafter. We got a lot of time for hot stove over the next few weeks, and we'll see what happens. But tonight it's Eagles-Rams. Big game for the Eagles. But before you get to that point, 1 o'clock game, root for, you got to root for Miami to knock off Minnesota. That helps the Eagles' case. Even if the Eagles don't win out and go 2-1,
Then they'd need Minnesota to lose twice. They'd need Carolina to lose twice. Carolina's got two games against New Orleans coming up. You would think New Orleans fighting for number one seed is going to win both of those games against Carolina. You need Minnesota to lose twice. They have at home against Miami this afternoon at 1. Then they are on the road against Detroit. Then they're home against the Bears, who may or may not be playing for seeding. The Bears, that final game, could be locked in a situation where they're the 3 seed and know it and can't get any better. Can't become the 2. Probably won't have a chance to be the 2. And it could be a 3 or 4, and they may rest some of their guys. Can't watch the game locally unless you have the dish or everything else, but you got to root hard for Miami to beat Minnesota, and then maybe the Eagles and Nick Foles can pull off the upset tonight. I'm confident in the offense. I'm confident in Nick. They're going to move the ball. They're going to score. They're going to score 34 points. He's going to get a touchdown to give them the lead very late in the fourth quarter, and then they're going to hand it over to the defense, 34-30 lead, and say, boys, do what you did in the Super Bowl. I don't care that you gave up 500 yards. I don't care that you gave up 30 points now. I don't care. You gave up 600 yards. Make a play. Make one play. And in the Super Bowl, Brandon Graham made that play. Strip sack. Derek Barnett picked it up. Today, do they have it in them to make that play? I don't think they do. They lose 37-30. Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to all the listeners. Great job producing out of Dillon. Stay tuned. Joe Stazak is coming up next. I'll be back next week. Until then, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.